We want our nation's politicians to make or take a closer look, for that matter, at the blockade that is being implemented against Gaza. A lot in the international community feel that it is a violation and that it is an illegal blockade. And I really think that it serves no one any good to blockade that region from humanitarian aid.
And regarding the flotilla, how do you feel about the way that the investigation is being handled internationally?
I think there needs to be more pressure on the state of Israel. Israel is not above the law. They violated international law. The excuse that keeps on being made by Israel is that, well, they have a blockade in effect. Well, first of all, there is question with that blockade as it being legal or illegal. And if, for sake of argument, it was legal, there was an exclusion zone of 68 miles off of the coast for that to be justified in terms of blockade. This flotilla was 75 miles or more off coast the last time I checked when the actual seizure happened. So there needs to be an investigation into that, why Israel violated international law.
My name is Rima Ahmad. Originally, I'm from Jerusalem. I've been living here for the last 23 years.
What kind of solution would you like to see with the Palestinian-Israeli conflict?
If they can open the border for Gaza people, you know, whatever, either from Egypt or from the, you know, from the Israeli side, they can go in and out. They're like in a prison inside Gaza. They're not allowed to leave. Like, people are dying, not enough medical. They doesn't have food. You know, people are dying, they're so poor, children doesn't have education, you know, people are suffering there, and, you know, human rights. Every child has to have, you know, a right. I'm a mother of six children, and I wish every child will have, you know, live his childhood as a child, you know, just have fun and play, not be scared all the time. And, you know, the killing and the suffering.
My name is Asa Mahmoud, and the reason I'm here to stand against injustice, against unfair treatment for human beings. I am Palestinian, so obviously I have a bias with everything, but I believe all human beings need to at least be treated equally, have at least an equal chance with everything, and not that's not what's going on over there, I guess, obviously, mainly here today because of the flotilla attack around Gaza. Besides the fact that it was wrong, it was illegal, the fact that, you know, they weren't even inside Israeli waters at all, the fact that more than 10 people were murdered, all because of peacefully, like, you know, and the way that they were murdered, completely against, like, you know, human rights law.